Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Well, it happened, folks. Welcome back. Another episode of Degenerate Derek Podcast. Week 14 recap. Not good. Well, I guess all about how you look at it. From a gambling standpoint, I got my just head kicked in. I got blanked. I went 0-4-1. 0-4-1. So now that brings my overall record to 32-35-3. That's just like, that's the sign that the season, like just when I get above 500, I just, I can't help but laugh. I mean, I have to laugh. I just finally, it takes me all year, 14 weeks, 13 weeks to get above 500, to have a decent, not even respectable. It really wasn't even respectable, but just to be above 500, it took me the whole goddamn year. And then boom, I finally hit it and the season kicks me right in the balls. And I fall down to, I go 0-4-1. I'm not even mad about my picks either. If I could go back and do it, usually when you get your ass kicked in a week, you go back and you're like, God damn, how did I not see that, and that. But like this week, if I could go back, I would make the same goddamn picks. I really would. Colts at Bengals. +1.5. That's probably the only one I would change that I felt like I was seriously like, I just misread that game completely. Got my ass beat in that game. Bengals win 34-14. Rams-Ravens, it's like the Ravens were dicking around with the Rams all goddamn day. And then they just wanted some dramatic, fun, walk-off, punt return, bullshit win. So they win, but they win by 6. They don't cover. Vikings -3. They win the game 3-0. So that was my one push. Chargers -2.5. Yeah, that pick was dead wrong. Even though, you know, embarrassing. Just an embarrassing year for the Chargers all the way around. Kellen Moore went and fell on his goddamn face. I mean, that dude is fucking, he's just trash. So Chargers dropped that game. And then I had the Chiefs. And the Chiefs got screwed by the refs. If you ask Patrick Mahomes, they got screwed by the refs. Patrick Mahomes was having a goddamn meltdown yesterday. A meltdown. And I mean, I guess if you're a Chiefs fan, you're upset. But if you're not a Chiefs fan, you're like, well, I mean, he was offsides, you know? He was. I mean, isn't that kind of your own fault if you line up offsides? I get it's different for receivers, you know? Usually they check. And then the line judge will tell him, like, oh, scoot back a little bit, whatever it is. You know, there's, I don't know if the guy, if the wide receiver checked. And if he didn't check, how could the guy tell him, like, you're offsides? You know, people are like, oh, he didn't warn nobody. But it's like, if the wide receiver doesn't check with you, then how are you supposed, I guess you tell the coach? I don't know. Just a bunch of crybaby stuff is how it felt. Honestly, Bills played great in that game. They end up getting the win, a much-needed win for the Bills. Can't believe the Chiefs are sitting at 8-5. Can't believe it. I remember reading before the year, Will Compton from Barstool, from Bussin' with the Boys, former NFL player, former Husker. Funny-ass dude, if you don't follow him from Barstool. But he talked about how he had a source that was basically like, this is going to be a tough year for the Chiefs. They might not even make the playoffs. That still seems a little far-fetched, but holy hell. Nobody saw the Chiefs going 8-5. Nobody saw that, except for Will Compton. You got to give, you know, I like to give guys credit when they deserve it, and that was a hell of a call. That was an unbelievable call. So, Chiefs drop one. I go 0-4-1. I just got blanked. I'm not, you know, overly upset about it. I think it's funny more than anything, just because it took me the whole season to get above 500, and then right, the first week I get above 500, I get kicked right in the balls. I can't remember the last time I've got blanked on a week. It's happened before, but it's just been a long time. Long time. But it doesn't surprise me that it happened this year because I've been getting my ass kicked all year. So it's just like, that was coming. Especially after going 4-1. Basically, the season was like, you don't deserve that 4-1. Get the fuck down here. Get out of here. Oh, 4-1, you're trash. That's basically what they told me. So. That's what happened. I go 0-4-1. That sucks. But something that didn't suck was the Cowboys absolutely demolishing the Philadelphia Eagles. And you know what? That's a great thing, too, because you go 0-4-1 on the day, right? You're like, God damn it. You get to the night game. You're like, come on, Cowboys. At least I went 0-4-1 today. Like, don't kick me in the balls. Don't give me a double kick in the dick here. Okay? Cowboys show up. They show out. We got the best kicker in the game. Defenses force the turnovers. The game is easy when you're forced to turnovers, when you're getting, you know, free licks at the ball. You know, it's just the game comes off much, much easier. And I told you going into this game, it was weird that the Cowboys were favored by 3.5, even though, you know, the Eagles were 10-2 coming into Dallas. They beat them once. It felt like people were wanting you to bet the Eagles because I told you the Cowboys were the right side, and they were. So the Cowboys win, cover. They get a big-time December win. A lot of Eagles fans mad on my Twitter right now. Mad. Congrats on your Super Bowl. It's like, relax, bro. Relax. That was a big-time win against a 10-2 team. You want to cry about it, go do it somewhere else. I don't give a fuck. Your team's getting their heads kicked in back-to-back weeks. I don't care. Go cry about it somewhere else. We got a hell of a December coming up with Miami, Buffalo, Detroit. I mean, give me a break, bro. It's like, this is going to be a bitch. And we needed to get this win because we need to at least go 2-2. Like I told you, the Cowboys at least need to go 2-2. It'd be great if they go 3-1. Can't go 1-3. Can't be our only win in December. Just can't. Big time game by Dak. I got to give him his props, you know? I said last week something felt different in that Seattle game. Like, he was just clicking. He refused to let the Cowboys lose. This one, he played a great game. He stepped up and played another great game against a defense that's definitely having some trouble. But they have a great defensive line, but they're definitely having some trouble. But we couldn't lose that game, all right? That's what we couldn't do. We couldn't lose that game. We needed it. It was a division game. A division team that had already beat us once this year. We couldn't let them beat us twice. And now we're in it, baby. We are in it. This division is still could win this division. Philly's got a much easier schedule than the Cowboys do, but you want to hang with the big boys, you got to play with the big boys. One game that I thought, a couple games, you know, it's weird. You look at the rest of the schedule, right? Dolphins are going to be a problem. I feel like we could beat the Dolphins, definitely. Bills are going to be a problem. You know, you would ask me a couple more weeks ago, and I felt a little more confident about that Bills game, but it was a big win against the Chiefs, even though the Chiefs seemed to be losing against everybody. And the Lions seemed like a much less of a problem than they were, you know, just a few weeks ago. So who knows how this December could go? Could this be a 4-0 sweep by the Cowboys? I won't get ahead of myself, but damn. That was a big win last night. I don't care about the Eagles crying on my timeline. Don't care. Congratulating me on my Super Bowl and all this other bullshit. You're just covering up because you got your asses beat in back-to-back weeks against the upper echelon of the NFC. You couldn't hang. You could not hang. You didn't belong on the same field. And back-to-back, and that has to be crushing for you as an Eagles fan. You're supposed to be better than that. You had all these steals and stuff in the draft and, you know, but whatever. I'm really honestly deflecting from my 0-4-1 weekend. Because that sucks. I ain't gonna lie. That sucks. But it sucks. It does. There's no way around it. But in the same sense, it's like, I deserve that this year. I've been getting my ass beat all year. They were like, hey, listen, you are not having a year that is above 500. Get your ass back in the cellar. So that's why I went. I'm back in the cellar, 0-4-1. Again, 32-35-3 on the year. Holy hell. Got to try to get it back together next week. Couple Monday night games tonight that I have no interest in at all. Like, not a Green Bay at New York. You got to go with Green Bay -6 the way they've been playing. But then you got Tennessee at Miami. Miami's -13.5. They beat up on the really bad teams. Let's just go both dogs to cover tonight. We'll do a little dog Monday night football parlay. I'm not going to go Packers. I'm going to go Giants. Titans +6 and +13.5. Little $100 parlay. Pays out a few hundred. That's what we'll go with tonight, okay? Not nothing serious, though. 0-4-1 on the weekend. Got completely kablop. Ass beat. Cowboys do win, though. Okay? Cowboys win. That means something to me. Shout out. Shout out four. Shout out the Cowboys. Big time win. Go to hell, Eagles. I'll be back on Friday with your week 15 picks. We'll see if I can do better than 0-4-1. Ugh. Kill me.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously. The Degenerate Derek Podcast.